Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. It is our 269th episode. I hope you, your family, your friends, your loved ones are all safe and sound during this difficult time for everybody. I know it's a stressful time for everyone, so I hope you are doing what you need to do to take care of yourself and the rest of your family. A reader asked me a couple of weeks ago if I would be interested in doing a podcast talking about ethics in photography, specifically related to a particular photo they didn't take while they're out on the street, and kind of what my thoughts were on ethics and photography. And before we jump into that, I just want to kind of define ethics so we can make sure we're all on the same page. And my background, my master's degree was in communication studies. So we studied a lot of rhetoric, was one of the things I studied a lot of. Rhetoric, business and communication theory, social communication theory, and things like that. But within rhetoric, one of the areas we looked at a lot was the nature of ethics. And ethics is a branch of philosophy that really talks about defining, systematizing, and discussing concepts of right and wrong conduct. So when we're looking at the nature of ethics, we're discussing at the core kind of what are our moral values that determine right and wrong and how we proceed forward with that. And so a lot of what ethics and philosophical ethics looked at, rhetorical ethics looked at, was the nature of, like I said, right and wrong, virtue, justice. How do we make decisions so that we are doing what is right for ourselves, our community, and then ultimately all of humanity. So there was different levels we looked at within ethics. And it derives out of the Greek for ethos, which is the character or the moral nature of who a person is. And so a lot of our character is defined by our ethics and in the base root of ethics and where ethics comes from. As we think about ethics, and it's a topic that comes up a lot and it's used a lot, and we hear people talk about somebody's moral character, their ethical nature, or their ethical way of being. And again, like I said, it's traced back to a lot of right and wrong. But in photography, I think it's a really interesting question because one of the things about ethics, because it's on an individual level, one person's right and another person's right could be different. And I think as photographers and as artists who share and create work, I think part of what we create as a community is there's also outside of our own personal ethical code, I think there's a broader ethical code that photographers should consider and think about as they're creating work. And so today I wanted to talk a little bit about ethical questions that photographers might face, some decisions we might have to make, and why we might make some of those decisions. And then some of the things that I think we should consider potentially addressing as photographers as a group, because I do think there is some interesting opportunities for us to think about how we approach our photography as a collective that might make a difference in some of the ways we respond to what we photograph. I think for a lot of us, we have had a point in our life where we've come across a scene or come across a photograph we were thinking about making, and there's a pause within us about, should I make this photograph? You know, if we're working with homeless people on the street, like if we're a street photographer, do we take a picture of a homeless person? Or if somebody is suffering, you know, do we take a picture of somebody who's just broken their leg rather than offer to help them? Or what is really the boundaries by which we set when to take the photograph and when not to take the photograph? And I think at the root for me, one of the biggest things I have to think about when I'm thinking about my own ethics and my own moral code, which is the only thing I can really address. I can't speak to your ethical center because it's unique to you. But in my own sense of photography, particularly like around street photography, you know, I don't want to be in a position of exploiting another individual for my own personal gain. And so I think one of the things that when we think about photographing people, and when we think about being on the street, there are moments within street, particularly within street photography, where we don't necessarily have a relationship with the person being photographed. There's a split second, an instant, a moment of capture where we capture something on the street that just is a unique moment that happens. And yet one of the things that I think is really important in street photography, particularly today, is that we have some acknowledgement of the person we're photographing. We have a relationship. It's one of the things that I think photography does so well is it connects us. It connects us to the past. It connects us to the people we photograph and to the things we photograph in a meaningful way. And I think people who are photographers are looking to build deeper connections with the things they photograph. It's one of the things that I think makes a photographer different than somebody who's just snapping a bunch of photographs, is it's that deep commitment to want to understand more about themselves and more about their community and the things they're photographing, which is why they make the photographs. But within our own ethics, you know, to take a photograph of somebody on the street because they're in a difficult time or they're a drug addict and you happen to catch them at a bad time, or you're in Las Vegas and they're throwing up in a trash can, or whatever it is that they happen to be doing, the reason you're taking that photograph, is it an effort to help better understand a story, to deepen a connection, to help build a relationship? Or is it really because you want to feel better about yourself and the reason you take the photograph? And so I know for me, when I first started doing street photography, you know, I wouldn't even approach some of the people I photographed. So from a distance, I would photograph somebody, whether they were, you know, homeless or not, whether they were on the street or not, whether they were a business person waiting for a bus. But I found that one of the things that's important is to make sure that there is within my own ethical code, my own ethos and way of being, that relationship is built on trust. It's built on an awareness of each other. So rather than make a photograph where I, you know, hide and sneak and steal a photograph, I want to make sure that I try to build a relationship with somebody. So to approach somebody, to talk to them, to have a conversation with them, to build a relationship of trust with them, even if it's just for a second, to say, hey, you know, I'm a street photographer. I really love your hair. I think it's really cool. Can I get a photograph? They might say yes, they might say no, but to build that relationship, because I think that's the one of the key things that in my own ethos for making that decision is, am I deepening the relationship? Am I better communicating the relationships that I'm building with individuals or objects? Or am I attempting to exploit that where I don't have an awareness of them? I'm basically saying that I'm somehow better than them. I'm above them by making those photographs. Or am I afraid that something negative might happen if they know I'm taking their photograph? And I think that there's such beauty in photography and there's such grace in photography that why would we hide that? So I know in my own ethics that's evolved and changed, because a lot of what defined my early work was fear out of actually having those conversations and talking to people. And by learning to let some of that fear go, I've had an opportunity to meet and engage with people in a different way. I think, like I said, there's times on the street when we make photographs because there's an event unfolding and we just make the photograph and we move on. But in those times where there's somebody I can relate to get a portrait, to get a photograph, I really want to try to make that deeper connection. Because for me, that's ultimately what mattered the most, was the building of that relationship. And I know if you're like a photojournalist or you're a reporter or you're doing a very specific job, that may change, because part of your job might be documentary. And it might be to document a certain scene and to try to be as undisturbing of that scene as possible. But that's because your job has defined what is right and wrong in a different way. And I think each one of those people who are in that job also struggle with this. They struggle at what point do they put a camera down or what point do they pick a camera up. And I'm sure for some of them, that decision to make a photograph has probably haunted them throughout their career at times where they had to pick a camera up or they picked the camera up, and then looking back, kind of wish they had done something different. All of those things are, I think, not unique to us. I think there's something we share, and I think it's something as photographers, as a broader community question, it's something we should be talking about. We should talk about how do we make those decisions to point the camera at something and make the photograph. I know on the landscape side of my photography, one of the things I really struggle with from an ethics right and wrong standpoint is people who geotag their photographs. And so as a wildlife photographer and as a landscape photographer, one of the things I want to do is get out into nature, and I believe in the preservation of the beauty of nature. And I think I take steps to make sure that I leave no trace. I make sure that I've applied for permits when I go photograph somewhere. I make sure I do all these steps necessary to try to make sure that the natural world is as intact as possible as when I left it. And yet, as we start to geotag these amazing locations and waterfalls and wildflower fields and all these things, more and more people start showing up, and they don't necessarily have the same consideration and reverence for the wild environment that I do. And so by telling people exactly where I am and exactly where they can go to find those photographs, it becomes a challenge for me, because I think in some level, I'm now responsible for the destruction of the thing I want to preserve and have people appreciate through my photography. And that's another area, I think, as photographers, where there's an interesting opportunity for us to have a conversation about what is the nature of the impact of thousands upon thousands or millions upon millions of people showing up to photograph a location that, you know, without consideration for what that long-term impact might be, we may inadvertently be responsible for the destruction of the thing we love. And I think that's an important thing for us to consider and think about as well, is the impact of one person visiting to photograph something is minimal. The impact of 10,000 is high. And how do we make sure that as photographers, we're communicating that responsibly? How do we make sure that we are doing what is necessary to preserve the thing that we've drawn our attention, drawn our affection towards wanting to photograph? So I think that's a difficult challenge. And I think it's something that we should be discussing more as photographers. So rather than just where did you get the photograph or how did you process it or where did you go to make that amazing photograph, but really what was done to help make sure that that is available down the road. Because again, like I said, I think there's ethics for our individual self and individual being, but there's also the ethics that we have as a community. And how do we make those decisions moving forward? That nature of the consequence of our action, you know, in ethics, we can study something called consequentialism. If I could actually say that word, I would say it properly. But, you know, where we look at the consequences of some of our moral judgments and the actions they take. So from a consequence standpoint, do the ends justify the means? And I think for me and my own ethics, I don't think they necessarily do. And that's something that's evolved, where before I thought it was cool to maybe go to a photograph a place that somebody had photographed before, but maybe it's more important that that environment gets protected. So I think that's something we have to consider and think about as well. And I think the other, you know, one of the other responsibilities, you know, Immanuel Kant and his study of ethics, one of the things that looked there is that the moral right way to be and the way people act comes from a sense of duty and responsibility to a larger whole. And so the consequence of the action doesn't make them right or wrong, but the motives of the person who carries out the action makes them right or wrong. And I think that's one of the other big pieces that for individuals and for community for us to think about is, you know, what is really the reason we're performing the action? Is it to feel like we're missing out? Is it to try to communicate something interesting? Is it to stay connected? But really, what is it at the core of why we make the photograph becomes important. And I think that's something we have to consider, is it's not just that I can make the photograph and it's not that I want to make the photograph, but what are the implications when I make the photograph on not just the subject, but me as a photographer in that broader community? You know, at the end of the day, I think everybody has to draw their own line. And I think we evolve and change as we get a sense of awareness. But as photographers, if we took the time to really sit down and think on a one-off basis or on a single photograph basis, would, if I was in the opposite position, would I want my photograph taken given the mindset and given the position of the photographer taking it? And is it really about an exploitation, or is it about an enhancement? Is it about making something better? Is it about building a relationship? Is it about strengthening our community or not? Those things are important. Those are things that I think we need to think about within ourselves and our broader community. I know for me, I've passed on a lot of photographs that I probably wouldn't have earlier in my career, because I've started to think more and more about how do I want to be treated and responded to when photographs are made. And I, like I said, for everybody, there's a different set of ethics. There's a different responsibility. And, you know, if you're a war correspondent, the things you would photograph are completely different than the things I would photograph. And the responsibility you have to tell that story is different. Mary Ellen Mark's work with prostitutes, completely different. The way she took the photographs, you know, different set of ethics and a different story. She went in and met those women, worked with those women, talked with those women. It wasn't cherry-picked off the street. It wasn't created out of a sense of wanting to make sure that there was a betterment to the story. It was really about telling a story in a way that needed to be told, but it was done with such level of respect and openness that it doesn't have that sense of that it was kind of creepy or slimy. And I think that's one of the things that as we think about that sense of right or wrong, I think at our core, if we behave in a way that we know is right or wrong, and we think about the photographs and the meaning of that photograph and the impact on the thing we photograph, that might make a difference in our approach. And at the same time, some of the most important photographs are the photographs you will never take. Maybe there's a time and a moment where you see something on the street and you realize that to photograph it wouldn't be important. It actually is an exploitation step on your part. Maybe that's something you step away from. And at the same time, and maybe there's a moment in your photography when you realize that what you're seeing in front of you is wrong, that society is doing something wrong. There's a level of protest, or there's an action happening that you don't believe is just, that you need to photograph that to document it, because you're trying to make something better based on your own understanding of the universe and the world and the way it operates and the way we should behave with each other. That sometimes we look at the photograph and the situation, and because of what we're trying to say and what we're trying to do, has us behave and respond differently. And it's the awareness of that that I think is important as a photographer, is that you really look back at that motive of why are you taking the photograph? Is it to better, deeper, more meaningfully connect? Or is it really about that exploitation point? And I think for us as photographers, that's something we need to think about, and that's something we need to discuss. Like I said, I think it's a conversation photographers should have more and more, is what are our ethics? What are our lines? How do we make those decisions? And not that we all need to have the same basic rules and values, but that we need to have an awareness of what those are. And it's through conversation that we build that stronger community for that. So I hope that you think back about some of those photographs you've made that maybe you're not so proud of, and you think, man, maybe I shouldn't have made that photograph. And hold that when you go out and make photographs again, and think about what is the nature of that work. And again, that motive of why we photograph and that impact of what that could be if we don't pay attention to that, I think is really important. I hope you and your family stay safe this week. I hope you are able to spend time with family and loved ones. And even if it is virtually over web conferencing or Zooming or whatever you're doing, please make sure you check in on family, friends, and loved ones, because I know it's a difficult time for everybody. Have a great week. Don't forget, you can find us up on all the podcast distribution channels of choice, and I will see you next time.